Imagine a 101-year-old setting a world cycling record, or an 80-year-old with the brain function of someone decades younger. These aren't fantasy scenarios, they're real examples of what Dr. Mark Milstein calls superagers in his groundbreaking work on brain health. While dementia rates have skyrocketed 144% over 30 years, affecting 54 million people worldwide, the startling truth is that serious mental decline isn't inevitable. Research reveals that lifestyle factors have a greater impact than genetics on brain health, with simple modifications potentially reducing Alzheimer's risk by nearly 60%. Your brain's biological age can differ dramatically from your chronological age, and you have more control over this than you might think. Studies show that implementing specific lifestyle changes can make brains physically younger in MRI scans after just 6 to 12 months, with increased volume and neural connections, while control groups showed brain shrinkage. This isn't just about adding years to life, it's about maintaining vibrant cognitive function throughout those years. Your 3-pound brain produces 5 pounds of waste annually that must be removed for optimal function. When cleaning fails, accumulated waste like amyloid plaques and tau tangles disrupts neurocommunication, causing cell death. In 2013, Dr. Niedergaard discovered that during sleep, our brains shrink to 65% of normal size and pulsate, allowing cerebrospinal fluid to flush away waste through the glymphatic system. This process works alongside the immune system, which maintains balance between pro-inflammatory killer cells and anti-inflammatory peacekeeper cells. With age, this balance often shifts toward chronic inflammation as cytokines trigger excessive responses that damage the brain. Studies show that regulating the immune system effectively de-ages the brain. Blocking overactive immune responses in elderly mice restored memory, while giving immune-compromised mice functioning immune cells improved cognition. This explains why some superagers maintain strong cognition despite plaque buildup. Their cleaning systems remain efficient. Your heart and brain maintain constant two-way communication. Despite weighing just 3 pounds, your brain requires 20% of your body's oxygen. Heart conditions significantly raise dementia risk, coronary heart disease by 40%, heart failure by nearly 100%. This explains why baby boomers with prevalent heart disease score lower on memory tests than previous generations. 7 factors affect this vital heart-brain connection: cholesterol balance, some is essential for brain function, blood pressure, both high and low extremes threaten cognition, heart rate, 80 plus BPM correlates with 55% higher dementia risk, blood sugar regulation, your brain uses half your body's glucose, homocysteine levels, an overlooked risk factor, smoking status, increases risk by 30%, and weight management, especially belly fat in women, raising risk by 39%. Importantly, attitude impacts heart health. Optimists are twice as likely to have ideal cardiovascular health and 50 to 70% more likely to reach age 85 than pessimists. That gut feeling isn't just a metaphor. Your digestive system functions as a legitimate second brain, containing 500 million neurons that communicate with your brain through the vagus nerve. This explains why emotions manifest as stomach butterflies and why IBS often correlates with anxiety and depression. Humans consist of roughly 37 trillion human cells and 37 trillion bacterial cells, making us half human, half bacteria by cell count. These gut microbes produce crucial neurotransmitters like serotonin, most of your body's supply, and GABA. A groundbreaking study demonstrated this connection by swapping gut bacteria between shy and adventurous mice, causing personality changes that disappeared when the vagus nerve was severed. In a healthy body, beneficial and harmful bacteria maintain a delicate balance. When disrupted, the intestinal lining can become damaged, allowing toxins into the bloodstream and triggering immune responses and inflammation that can spread throughout your body, including your brain. Memory isn't passive recording, but a process requiring effort across three critical aspects: focus/attention, short-term memory processing, and long-term storage. Our brain filters countless stimuli, suppressing background information to highlight what matters. This focus serves as the gateway between sensory input and short-term memory. The prefrontal cortex manages this focus but has limited capacity, like a battery that depletes throughout the day. Short-term memory lasts only 7 to 20 seconds, not days as commonly believed. This was discovered through Henry Molaison, who had his hippocampus removed and couldn't form new memories, requiring reintroduction every 7 seconds. Long-term memories distribute throughout the brain. Visual aspects in the visual cortex, sounds in auditory regions, smells in the olfactory area, and emotional components in the amygdala. To strengthen memories, we must reinforce neural connections through review and practice. Speaking information aloud encodes it in both speech and hearing areas, creating multiple retrieval access points, like a squirrel hiding nuts in various locations to increase finding chances later. Excess sugar poisons your brain. Untreated diabetes increases Alzheimer's risk by 65%, making it the top risk factor after age. Without insulin helping sugar enter cells, it remains in the bloodstream, damaging vessels and organs. 1/3 of Americans have insulin resistance, while prediabetes increases cognitive decline risk by 42% over 4 years. In Alzheimer's, insulin resistance prevents brain cells from using sugar, essentially starving them. This connection has led some researchers to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. Chronic inflammation is equally harmful. When microglia, brain immune cells, are confused by inflammatory chemicals, they attack healthy brain cells instead of removing waste. Our mind-mood-immune connection evolved to release cortisol and inflammatory cytokines when facing threats. While beneficial for occasional dangers, modern chronic stress maintains elevated cortisol, causing inflammation that damages the hippocampus and increases dementia risk. Head injuries trigger acute inflammation, leading to brain damage. Just one injury raises dementia risk by 1.25 times, with each additional injury compounding the danger. Your brain's health depends on 4 interconnected pillars. Quality sleep enables crucial cleaning processes that wash away cellular waste during deep sleep. Your brain operates on a light-dark cycle. Darkness triggers melatonin for sleep, while morning light signals wakefulness. Exercise functions like a miracle drug. Just 30 minutes of daily walking can lower dementia risk by about 65%. Mediterranean-type diets can reduce Alzheimer's risk by up to 53% with strict adherence. Continuous learning protects your brain through a power wash process using norepinephrine to break up waste for excretion during sleep. Musicians often experience creative breakthroughs during mundane activities rather than focused practice, highlighting the importance of balancing concentration with mental breaks. Your brain isn't destined to decline with age. It's waiting to be revitalized through intentional care. By understanding brain health systems and making targeted lifestyle adjustments, you can build lasting cognitive resilience. What benefits your heart, gut, and immune system also benefits your brain. Start with small, sustainable changes. Walk after dinner. Add colorful vegetables to meals. Establish consistent sleep patterns or learn something new. Your future self will thank you for investing now in sharper memory, quicker thinking, and greater emotional balance. It's never too early or too late to start age-proofing your brain.